Hey, Hit Factory listeners, if you're enjoying and want even more Hit Factory, including the entirety of this episode, consider becoming a patron of the show at patreon.com/hitfactorypod. For just $5 per month, you'll get access to our premium bi-weekly episodes, bonus episodes, and a lot more. Thanks for listening and supporting. A fun anecdote really quickly, in that making of documentary, they briefly interview one of the guys who plays the cops who shoots him at the end. And they're at the airport scene, and it's like, you know, a logistical nightmare and all the extras that have to be, you know, corralled and everything. And they kind of get him aside, and he says, here's my cop uniform and here's my gun. And I am the guy who kills Bruce Willis in this movie. And then he stops for a minute and he says, I think I'm the only person who's ever gotten to say that before in a movie up to this point. And it's like, you are, like, this is the first time, like,
wow, he recognized it. That's true.
Where he was like, I think I'm the very first person who gets to say I killed Bruce Willis in a movie.
how many times has Bruce Willis been killed in a movie since then?
I don't know. I mean, you know, technically he is, spoiler alert, he is dead in The Sixth Sense already. So we kind of see him bleed out.
Donnie Wahlberg kills him.
He also does ultimately perish at the end of Glass, the other Shyamalan movie, playing his character from Unbreakable.
Looper, he does another movie where he sees his younger self.
Another time travel movie.
I was thinking about that, and that one's funny too, because there's the scene where they actually try to explain the logistics of time travel as Rian Johnson's written it, and Willis tells Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, look, I could spend all afternoon here with you in the diner, like, making models out of straws, and you're still not going to get it. Just, like, just go with it.
I love, another reason for me to watch that movie. I love that because, and I kind of love how this movie, I mean, this movie wasn't concerned with the, it wasn't like hard science fiction, right? So it's not concerned with the mechanics of time travel. It didn't have that scene that Bruce Willis's character avoids in Looper that I really enjoy, of like, okay, I'm going to take this napkin, I'm going to poke a hole through it. I hate that we get it. At this point, it's like the Superman origin story or Batman's origin story. We don't know it. Everyone knows how time travel works at this point, which really it doesn't even work like that, but okay, sure.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, just like taking the piece of paper and then pushing the two ends together.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody get more ridiculous with examples. Like, I don't know, when somebody, like, I don't know, be like making a complicated meal.
Right.
Say, for
like,
sure.
This is how, like, a souffle, and say, this time is like the top of the souffle. You have to make sure.
Oh my God.
I mean, just do something really silly with it. Just get like an enormous, like, suction cup dildo and put it on the wall and be like, this is the continuum of time. And then, like, start, like, drawing on it or something.
When the 80s gets closer to the building.
Like a little guy on top of it. You're like, here he is, traveling backwards across the time dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I'm into that.
I know. Even, Interstellar, which I think is very intelligent and like a very good science fiction movie, does that, literally has the fold the paper, put a pen through it to show you how we fold the time to travel